You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In today's episode, Jeff Fish unpacks what it means to live in God's grace each day. Grace isn't just a one-time gift. It's the foundation for how we navigate life's challenges, relying on God's strength and sufficiency in every season. Our key verse today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we're focusing on what it means to live in God's grace, to rely on his strength, embrace his mercy, and allow his presence to transform our daily lives. Grace isn't just something we receive once. It's a gift we're called to live in each day. God's grace supports us in our struggles, gives us peace in our uncertainty, and empowers us to face whatever life brings. Our key verse today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and it reminds us of God's words to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." In times of struggle, it can be easy to feel like we have to muster up our own strength. But God's grace invites us to rest in his sufficiency. His grace is all we need, and it is enough to carry us through every situation, no matter how weak or unprepared that we may feel. So today, let's explore what it means to live in this grace and rely on God in every area of our lives. Let's start off by talking about God's grace in our weakness. One of the most incredible aspects of grace is that it meets us precisely in our weakest moments. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul shares that he had a thorn in his flesh, a weakness or struggle that he couldn't overcome on his own. Despite pleading with God to take it away, God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Instead of removing the struggle, God gave Paul the grace to endure it, using it as an opportunity to reveal his strength. This teaches us that God's grace doesn't always remove our challenges. Sometimes it strengthens us to endure them. When we're struggling or feeling inadequate, God's grace steps in, giving us the strength that we lack. It allows us to be vulnerable, knowing that God's power shines most brightly when we admit our need for him. Living in grace means acknowledging our limitations and embracing the truth that we don't have to be perfect or have it all put together. God's grace fills in all the gaps. Consider the areas in your life where you feel weakest. How might God's grace be working in those moments to reveal his power? Living in grace means learning to let go of self-sufficiency and letting God be our strength. Have you ever heard someone say, "Let go and let God"? Let him fill you with his grace. Now, speaking of trusting God for his grace, what about also God's provision? Living in grace also means trusting that God will provide exactly what we need in each season. Grace ensures us that we don't have to rely on our own resources or abilities to get through life's challenges. We can lean on God's provision. Jesus invites us to cast our cares on him, reminding us that he is our shepherd and that his grace will sustain us through every trial. This doesn't mean that life will always be easy or that God will remove every obstacle, but it does mean that we can face each day with confidence, knowing that God's grace is enough. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 tells us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." God's grace provides peace, comfort, and hope, even when we don't understand our circumstances or see a clear path forward. Living this truth allows us to let go of worry and rest in God's goodness. When we trust in His provision, we find peace that goes beyond our circumstances. We're freed from the constant striving and anxiety that come from trying to control everything. And instead, we can rest in the knowledge that God is with us, providing what we need each day, and that His grace will carry us through it. Reflect on an area of your life where you're struggling to trust God's provision. How can you release that worry and allow His grace to bring you peace today? Now, grace also invites us to accept our own humanity without shame. We live in a world that often values perfection and self-sufficiency, but grace reminds us that we are human, and that's okay. Embracing our limitations doesn't mean that we give up or settle for less. It means recognizing that our strength comes from God, not from ourselves. When we let grace shape our view of ourselves, we learn to see our weakness not as failures, but as opportunities for God to show His power. Accepting our limitations allows us to be honest with ourselves and with God, admitting where we fall short and trusting that His grace is enough to cover those areas. We don't have to pretend to be something that we're not. We can live authentically, relying on God's grace to make up for what we lack. Living in grace also frees us from the pressure to compare ourselves to others. When we know that God's love and acceptance are based on His grace, we're freed from the need to measure up. Instead of striving to be like someone else or to earn approval, we can focus on growing in our relationship with God and becoming who He created us to be. Living in grace means embracing God's strength, trusting His provision, and accepting our humanity. Grace isn't just a one-time gift. It's a daily invitation to rely on God and find peace in His sufficiency. As we walk in this grace, we experience freedom from striving, peace in our limitations, and a deep assurance that God is always with us, giving us everything that we need. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.